In the fabled land of Northern California, nestled in the Valley of Sacramento, two friends begin a journey to enlighten the world about their experience living life as a Xenial. But what is a Xenial, you may ask? If you wish to know, then follow them on their adventures.
Welcome to the Xenial Chronicles. This is James.
This is Mike.
And we're coming to you again on a Thursday night, at least for us. You're going to hear this on Monday. I like to say what night it is, especially because tonight was draft night for the NFL.
Oh, yes.
The first round of the NFL draft.
I have no clue what any of that means. I mean, I know what the draft is. I know what the draft is. I know what the NFL draft is. But I have zero investment in the current season of NFL anything.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, hell, you just,
I'm here.
Yeah, you just told me, like, before we started that the XFL exists again, which I'm shocked by. Is it still owned by Vince McMahon?
Oh, no. God, no.
I don't really? He sold it?
I have no idea who it's... At least I don't think it's owned by Vince McMahon. But
it was started by him. I remember that. I mean, dude, I gotta research it now.
Although I can say this much, Vince McMahon is in trouble because AEW wrestling is starting to outpace WWE at this point.
It takes all the
stars that, it's taken a bunch of stars from WWE because a bunch of former WWE stars actually started AEW wrestling, and they've taken a bunch of other stars, and they're starting to outperform WWE.
Oh, dude, didn't they take a bunch of guys from the Didn't they take a bunch of stars from like the original WWE and a lot of other like prominent?
They've taken some big people. I mean, Chris Jericho is one of the wrestlers who started it.
Wow.
So was Cody Rhodes, and they have Jeff and Matt Hardy at this point. They have Daniel Bryan at this point. So yeah, they've got a couple of big name WWE stars or former WWE stars that are in the AEW now. So it's a bit of a thing. I think even Sting went there after he left. He signed with WWE for a while, and they never had the match that they should have had. But then I think he went over to AEW. I'm not sure about Sting, but I know about the other ones for certain. But yeah, there's some stuff going on with that. But anyway, I was watching the NFL draft like I do every year, because there was speculation that one of the Niners' better players might get traded because he's been kind of a douche in the media lately about his contract crap. So I was kind of wanting to see if he ended up getting traded. He did not, which means the Niners are going to do whatever they can to force him into a contract, which I kind of like because he's a good player, but I also don't like because the last time we had a douchebag player like that, his name was Terrell Owens, and I hate that player still to this day, who is playing, of course, now in the XFL because he just can't get enough of himself. He loves some of him.
Really? So, wow.
Oh yeah, I detest this person. Any 49er fan that does not detest Terrell Owens, you should not be a 49er fan anymore. I'm just saying.
He's
just
boy,
awful human being.
Hot take. Hot take. Shots fired.
I'm throwing the gauntlet down on that one.
Wow. Okay.
But no, I watch it every year because again, the NFL is the kind of the bridge with my dad.
Yes.
And I actually brought something to his awareness just a few days ago talking to him that back when I was younger and he was, you know, doing the manly thing of working all the time, you know, working whatever extra shifts he could, mm-hmm. overtime whenever he could, because, you know, those generations, our parents' generations, our grandparents' generations were taught that that's what a man's job was to do, was to work to support his family no matter what it did to his body and to his mental health. He just worked his ass off. And
yep.
really didn't connect with his kids.
Yep.
The first real connection I had with him was him bringing me baseball and football cards home. And I remember having a shoebox where I had separated the football cards out by team, had little 3x5 index cards with the team names on them, and they
in
were all separated
them,
by team.
You put them in between them, kind of like a Rolodex or something like that?
No, it was just in a shoebox, and again, the 3x5 card would just have the name of the team on them.
Cool.
So each card, you know, when I got a card for, Chicago Bears player going with the Bears, I specifically remember that was the time that Brian Bosworth was a big draft pick for the Seattle Seahawks. They were still in the AFC at that point. I remember it was big to get Bo Jackson cards because I hated it because he was a Raider, but he was like the big, you know, the dual sports star.
Yeah.
You know, Bo knows everything apparently. Well, Bo didn't know how to keep his hip in place because he didn't play. he injured his hip and couldn't play anymore. But point is, I remember distinctly waiting up for him to bring me those cards on nights that he would be working late or whatever, and how important those cards were, and how that was kind of the his love of football, and those cards getting me into football is what became one of our first connections. And then I was about 10 years old, and he became too sick to be able to work, and he had to stay home to take care of the household while my mother went back to work. Because my mother had been, you know, she'd been working kind of, but, you know, like while I was at school and stuff, but she'd been taking care of the household, and then she'd had my two younger sisters. So, I had the standard thing of mom being at home, dad working, and we had a full role reversal of dad being at home and mom working when I was about 10 years old. And it really gave me a lot of insight into what more a husband and father can be for a household than just the breadwinner, and how to accept the fact that whoever, you know, sometimes the roles have to be reversed and you still have to do what you have to do. The whole point of a relationship is not that old idea of the man going to work his ass off and the woman staying home and taking care of the family, and this whole, you know, nuclear family BS that was fed for a long time. This kind of made me see that there was so much more to it. And one of the reasons why I've made sure to ensure a good work-life balance in my with my life, with any of the jobs that I've had, with anything that I've been doing, mm-hmm. I try to make sure I have that proper balance. So, because I can look back and say, for the first 10 years of my life, I barely knew my dad. He was in my house. He was there every morning. He was there every night. He was there every weekend. But I barely knew him because he was following this role that, even in discussion with him, he said, yeah, that was what I was supposed to do. So I did it. He was following this role that had been dictated for him. And it took until I was, you know, in my teens to be able to connect with him once he started being at home and having that time to really connect. And it was great because we have a fantastic relationship. You know, Cats in the Cradle, that song is meaningless to me because me and my dad have you know, great connection to each other.
Aww.
We talk all the time. We joke about things all the time. It's a beautiful, wonderful relationship. We give each other shit about stuff all the time, and it's not in a bad way. There's no real animosity. There's no animosity, period, between us. Even if we have issues with each other, we just talk about them and work through them, and it's all good. Admittedly, my dad is a super likable guy, so it's really easy not to have any animosity with him. I know you've only been around him a few times, but he's a super likable guy.
I've always enjoyed hanging out with your dad whenever I had the opportunity, you know.
Yeah, he's just a fun dude.
Yeah,
but
I kind of like this though. I don't think I don't know how many times you've actually, and it may have completely missed me because we've been doing this for like 3 years now. So it may have missed me on this detail, but knowing, because I know that there are a lot of episodes that have come up about sports, about football specifically, with you, but I don't think I remember a time where you divulged that. This tends to come from a connection with your dad about sports.
I have mentioned it that it's a few times, but this is kind of the real genesis of where it started. It was with those football cards, and heck, up until recently, he was even collecting still football cards. He only collects 49er cards because, you know, he knows who his team is, but that's the real genesis of it, and it's kind of the backbone of our relationship. Not to say he doesn't ask me about the things that I'm interested in, and literally anytime he's out thrift store shopping, because he loves himself a thrift store, he collects toolboxes like I collect Crocs. Like, no joke. I'm not talking like small toolboxes. I'm talking like the full stand up huge toolbox that you put in a freaking garage. This man has like,
yeah, the good shit. Like the big metal ones, yes, that stand, you know, 2, 3, or 4 feet up from the floor. They've got a workbench sitting on top. It's got the mat on top of it. I love that shit. That's great.
I have had this old man not, you know, he's out of state, right? he calls me and he's like, hey, I was looking on Craigslist local to where we live, and they have this toolbox. This guy's selling it for $50. Can you get it? I'll send you the money.
Oh my God. Like, that's fantastic.
I'm like, are you serious, Dad? Yeah. When I'm back down there, I'll give you the money. I'll give you the money and I'll pick it up from you. I'm like, you're kidding me, right? No, this is like the fourth one you've had me go get, Dad. I know. Do you really need another toolbox? Well, I like this one. Seriously?
Dude, okay. Yeah. I have, well, since you've talked about that and he has his, like, I'll divulge. My wife has forbidden me from purchasing game controllers because there are certain specific ones. Like, I have a problem, and I will gladly admit to having this problem because it really is one. Like, she gives me shit about it every time I'm looking at a game controller. I'm like forbidden from, like, there's a couple of, you know, the local shops like Fair Game and One Up Retro and Fire and Ice and all those places down around this area, Roseville, Sacramento area. I can't not look at them because there's some cool shit, especially now. Like, people are making independently made third party controllers for, like, these vintage systems that are, like, now Bluetooth compatible and top end type shit or crazy adapters. And I think it's fantastic. Like, yes, I want to be able to play NES. I also want to be able to play it on my 60-inch television and not have to worry about the fact that the cord's only 6 feet long hooking to the controller. I want to be able to sit on my couch that's 10.5 feet away from the TV.
And not have the dogs knock the controller or knock the whole console off of what the little freaking tray table that you try to put it on.
That's all I want. And on top of that, if it's ergonomic and has turbo buttons, I'm going to be interested in it. Damn it.
Oh, like, hell yes. No, I get you. And I now understand where my hat collection comes from, my jersey collection comes from, and my Croc collection comes from.
Oh yeah.
Is my dad and his tools. Cause he's probably got like a freaking socket set. The dude has like 20 socket sets. Like 20 of them. and every time he sees one at a thrift store or somewhere, he buys another one. But the point I'm making is when he's at these thrift stores buying all this crap, if he sees anything Star Wars related, doesn't matter what it is, I'm getting pictures sent to me. I'm like, he's asking, do you have this one? So he pays attention to and indulges in the things that I'm interested in as well, so that the connection is there. It's not just me following football because he loves football. I mean, I love it too, but he doesn't necessarily love Star Wars, but he still is on the lookout for those things, knowing I love it and wanting to take part in the thing that I love, which is, again, it fosters why I'm so interested in the things that all three of my children love. I appreciate when he comes and he brings me, even though it's, you know, a board game that is missing pieces that he saw at a yard sale and it was a Star Wars board game. So he just grabbed it because he didn't know if I had that board game and it looked vintage and he thought I might find it interesting, even if it was missing pieces. That's a moment he thought about me and said, yeah, hey, you know, my kid might want this. And that's just an amazing moment. And it makes me want to do the same type of things for my kids, which I did this weekend. I'm going to talk about that in a minute.
Oh, nice. But anyway, okay.
The draft is the thing that I watch every year. And when he doesn't have the ability to watch it, because he's at somewhere where he doesn't have the cable to watch it, I will report back to him what the picks are in the draft.
Ah, okay.
And
okay.
So
okay.
it's just a back and forth exchange that is, again, this is one thing that we both love equally, and we love to share it, and it's great to have that person to share it with. It was fun. It was fun through the season. I mentioned it during the season. It was fun during the season to be able to share conversation with him and then bring announcer Scott and then a friend of yours that used to work with you at the music place.
Yes.
Bring him into the conversation so we could all kind of talk about the games that were happening. Bunch of fans and being able to talk while not having to be in the same location.
We still got to do that. I want to make that happen eventually, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Well, I mean, if you want to on our football, on the football games, you want to be dialed into the conversation, you can be. You just got to figure out a way to watch the football games with us, because you can get dialed into the conversation, and we'll explain what's happening to you so that you understand.
Okay, good. Wonderful. Maybe I can watch it. Maybe I can watch it and we can Zoom meeting so you guys can end up letting me know exactly what the hell's going on.
Oh, God, I have to teach my dad how to do a Zoom meeting. That would be fun. He's more technological adverse than I am. Which is a scary proposition, although I need to learn more about computers. That's one of the other things we're going to talk about today. But as I was saying, my dad's obsession with his tools, I believe that's a precursor to my obsession with Crocs. And you were talking about your obsession with controllers, right?
Yeah, see, to a degree. It is a problem. I will admit to it.
Well, I had a similar problem with my obsession with Crocs in the sense that, you know, I had the Crocs, I had the Jibbitz.
Yes.
And as I was getting all the different Crocs, finding the Jibbitz, wanting to buy more Crocs, my wife, very much like your wife, would just kind of sit she sits on the corner of the couch. There's a table between us. And then I sit in my chair and I'd be searching for Crocs to match the Jibbitz and trying to figure out the right combination and just, you know, getting myself in this headspace that I need to get it figured out before I can do anything, but I can't think of anything else until I figure all this out with the Crocs. And she'd just be kind of sitting there with an exasperated look on her face, shaking her head. Oh, you want to buy another pair of Crocs? Okay. You want to buy some more Jibbitz? Okay. And so, you know, I'd kind of slowed down and stopped on my Croc buying. I had stopped. Because one, I had filled up the shoe rack that I had bought for, that I actually had made my wife buy me for the Crocs. I had filled up my shoe rack and I knew I was exasperating her. So I just slowed down. I'd stopped. I was like, I need, you know what? Unless a set of Jibbitz like totally speaks to me or it's some new specialty Croc, like the Lucky Charms ones came out and I was like, oh my God, I have to have those. unless it's something like that, I'm just going to step back. And she would show me ones like, hey, what about these ones? Kind of taunting me. And I'd be like, no.
That's not the one, man.
I'm going to step back. Well. Last Thursday,
mm-hmm.
I was out. I was at work, and part of my work, I went shopping for work, grocery shopping.
Yes,
for what I do for work, for the person that I worked with, we went grocery shopping, and we were going into a local Walmart. Next to this local Walmart is a Famous Footwear, and the people that I work with, they know my love of Crocs. I talk about it enough. They know my love of Crocs, and one of them pointed out, hey, look, there's a Crocs sign in the window of Famous Footwear. I guess they sell some Crocs there. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to check that out. So Friday night, go out and do my grocery shopping with the wife. We're like, hey, I mentioned to her, hey, there's, you know, a sign there. Can we go and look and see what they got for Crocs? Because, you know, I've found discount ones at like Ross before or Marshall's or places like that where they have discount stuff. They're half off price. And I picked up two different ones at Ross's at different weekends that were the fur lined ones. Those are so keep your feet all toasty warm. And I had had Jibbitz for them. So I was like, you know, whatever. So I was like, let's go check it out. Let's just see. I had a plan in mind. And my plan was, because I'd already gotten my wife some of the inexpensive Walmart brand Crocs, their version of Crocs, and she kind of liked them, wore them a little bit. I had gotten her a really nice pair that you're a little bit jealous of, maybe the only pair of Crocs that somebody could ever convince you to wear, which were her AC/DC pair.
I didn't say that I would wear them. I said that I liked them. I thought that they were pretty damn cool, and I approved.
Like I said,
but I would not put them on my feet.
The only ones I could possibly convince you to wear, possibly. I said possibly. Although I'm going to get to that in a minute. Because on the next day I had a very funny discussion with her about things because Crocs became a very important part of the conversation, but I'll get to that. Okay. So, we went to the Famous Footwear and they had some of the basic Crocs, but nothing that stood out. Nothing that was like, oh, you must have this. So you're just like, oh, all right. And right next to Famous Footwear is a Marshall's. So we're killing time. So you're like, okay, I was hoping that I'd spend more time in Famous Footwear trying to find decent Crocs. Nothing. So we walk over to the Marshall's.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what I find at Marshall's? I find one pair of adult discounted Crocs. There's a bunch of kids ones, too small for my kids' feet, like little kids ones. But I find one pair of discounted adult Crocs. They're in a red color. They're a design that I actually do not have, just a basic Croc design that I do not have. So I was like, oh, red, different design. I'm not really a huge red fan, but it's a different design, so I might be able to work with this. Here's the problem.
They weren't your size.
They weren't my size.
Ah, yes.
But here's the solution.
Oh, God.
They were my wife's size.
So you're going to purchase the perfect pair of shoes for her.
The only adult ones in the whole store, and they're her size.
Okay.
It felt like destiny. And I showed her and I'm like, you remember when I was doing all my gibbet worries and looking through all the different gibbets, you remember I found that set of horror movie character gibbets? She's like, yeah. I'm like, how would they look on these red Crocs? She's like, you know what? And this was the moment. The roof of the building opened up, the skies parted, and the light shone down on the both of us. She said, you know what? That might work. And the fate was sealed. I bought those Crocs for her that night. Now, she had only had the AC/DC real Crocs, again, all the Walmart Crocs.
Right.
You heard originally when I talked about my Croc revolution, I said the Walmart ones, they're fairly comfortable. They're all right. But once I bought a pair of the real ones, it was a whole different story. So much more comfortable, so much better. It changed my world in shoe feeling. We got home that night.
Okay.
I said, hey, you should try on your new Crocs. She's like, okay, fine, whatever. I get all the stuff off of them. She slips them on her feet. She's like, oh, they don't look too bad. They're fairly comfortable. They fit good. I said, okay, get up and walk. She's like, seriously? I'm like, isn't that what you're supposed to do when you try on shoes? You got to get up and walk, see how it feels. She gets up. She starts walking. She's like, oh, my God. I'm like, what? She goes, well, I liked the AC/DC ones, but I figured it was just because they were a specialty one. These are just a normal pair. I'm like, yeah, they're just a normal pair, aren't they? They're amazing. I'm like, oh, they are. She goes, oh, my God, you've done it, haven't you? I'm like, I did. I knew when I was in the store that I did it, but I did it. She goes, okay, so tomorrow, can you take me to the mall in Sacramento with the Croc store? I'm like, yes, I can. I had won, Mike.
I knew it.
I won the Croc battle. And so the next day, we were heading to the store in Sacramento. We're heading to the mall that has the Croc store, which, by the way, I'm going to be spending a lot of time a couple of blocks away from that store coming up very shortly. That'll be an announcement a little bit later in the year.
Okay.
And by the way, also, this is a podcast with no breaks again.
Oh, just we're so not doing know. Breaks. Okay, that's fine.
We're not doing a break. Okay.
All right.
Anyway, on our way down to the Croc store, it hit me that she had requested to go to the Croc store. I didn't request it. I didn't ask her. She asked me. So I had won the Croc battle finally. I had done the thing
okay.
that you need to do with the controllers, which is to eventually convince the wife that she needs these controllers as much as you need the controllers. Because that's how you win that battle. I had just won this battle. I had convinced her that she needed the Crocs. So if she needed them, my need for them is basically the same thing. She can't be frustrated with me anymore. She can't be judgmental on me loving them anymore. Because she needed them just as much as me. This is the Fair. Key here. So we're on our way there, and I'm thinking, she said she'd never fully get into them, but you know, she's wanting to. So, and by the way, may I add, I had some stuff I had to do Saturday morning before we went to do this shopping trip. I had some stuff I had to do with, you know, getting some stuff moved around, getting a few things accomplished. So I was out of the house for a little bit in the morning. One of the things that she did to prepare for her trip to the Croc store, she went through her massive, and I'm talking massive shoe collection, stuff that she buys at thrift stores. Yes, she even though she's not my dad's kid, she takes after my dad and his love of thrift stores.
Okay.
She's bought tons of shoes, mainly name brand shoes that are discounted at thrift stores that are her size that she wouldn't be able to buy for the, you know, $150 price tag, but $7. Hell yeah, she's buying them, but she's never worn the majority of them. She just buys them and like, I'll wear them at some point in the future. Huge shoe collection. when she's saying she wants to go to the Crocs store, I'm like, yeah, I'll buy you more Crocs, but we maybe need to thin out the other shoes, like the ones you don't wear. I come home from all the things I'm doing. She's boxed up shoes. She's getting ready to get rid of shoes. She's giving some to her sister.
Oh, boy.
Because she's prepared. I have convinced her. So we're heading down there. I'm like, I can't believe I convinced her. I can't believe I convinced her. Man, she said she'd have been embarrassed. And then I had a little insight moment that, you know, it's fun sometimes to play pranks on people. It's fun sometimes to embarrass people. Who else could I get to get into the Croc thing? And I'm like, man, it would be great if there was some way or another I could force Mike to wear Crocs someday.
Yeah, you're like, not doing like, that.
Like do some kind of a thing where I forced him to do it. And then I thought of other embarrassing things I could do to Mike. Thought of a really cool, embarrassing thing, kind of embarrassing and frustrating. If we ever did something like and we mentioned wrestling on here. If we were ever like wrestlers, right? If you were a wrestler, what would your intro music be? What do you think? What would you choose for your intro music?
My intro music?
Yeah.
Metallica 2x4.
Funny, I use that to call my cat Fat. I call him Fatty Fatty 2x4. So okay. But okay, 2x4, that's not
no
that's
I'd be bringing bad. A 2x4 to the fucking ring, man. That shit's getting used. Okay. Broken half, I swear to God. Yeah, that's my stage prop. That's my calling card, man.
Okay, so you're a Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Okay,
yeah,
I get you. So
a great fucking gimmick, by the way.
I thought to myself, what would be, you know, same thing. Let's say we were on a panel at a con, right?
Okay.
At a convention. We're at a panel. If you could pick intro music, what would it be for that? Probably not 2x4 for that. But, you know, you could probably think of many different intro musics. But I thought, what would be good, embarrassing intro music?
Oh, God.
And if you're the first person I thought of. I thought, what would I do to embarrass Mike for intro music? Because I had already been thinking about you for how to get you to wear Crocs. And my thought was, totally embarrassing thing, have something set up where I got to pick the clothes you had to wear. And I would totally have you wear Crocs, shorts, like super short shorts, okay, and then an Andy Dalton jersey. Andy Dalton is a football player. He's a quarterback.
Okay.
His nickname is the Red Rocket because he is a redhead. So I would have you do it just for the humor of that.
Oh, my God.
I also thought of, like, Halloween costumes that I'd pick out for you that would be embarrassing or frustrating. Ron Weasley, Carrot Top.
I don't even look like Ron Weasley. Like, I might be redhead, but I don't look like him, and I don't look like this guy. I just looked up Andy Dalton.
No, you don't.
That guy is just, so much more ginger than I am. It's not even funny.
I understand that, but for me, the humor would be just having you dress up as various.
It's just various. Like that's where I'm.
That's just totally typecast you as just every possible redhead that appears in popular culture for anything. That would be your costume, just to be more to be embarrassing and frustrating. And the whole point would be for you to see it and go, oh, fuck you, James. and again, Crocs, have to put you in Crocs. And so
are you piecing together for me?
Huh?
I said, what the fuck kind of a disaster are you piecing together for me?
I just thought it would be, well, the thing is, I thought it would be funny if I did that. I set these kind of things up for you, these kind of different, almost pranky things, and have you do the same for me and see what your answers would be.
Oh,
for,
God.
Like what you would dress me up as or what. But the intro music was one of the first ones, and I came up with the perfect embarrassing intro music for you.
Okay.
Perfect embarrassing frustrating. And I told the wife, and the wife's like, yeah, but that's a personal thing. Nobody else would get that. And I'm like, I know, but that's the important part. I wouldn't care if anybody else got it. Mike would get it. I would get it. I would be laughing my ass off, and Mike would just be like, oh, fuck you, James. And it would be brilliant. Uh-huh. And since it's not going to happen, I'm just going to say what it is.
Okay.
Can you guess what it is?
I have a guess as to what it is.
Go ahead.
Something having to do with a giant mirror.
Yes. Exactly. That's totally it. For people who weren't there and don't know, because I don't think any of those people actually listen to the podcast.
I am willing to share part of this if you want to share the other part of this. Because it pieced together, it's a masterpiece. Like I will fully concede the fact that this one night was an absolute masterpiece. like how it came to a head, but I am willing to tell the story from the origin, because I mean
we'll do the origin story another time, maybe when we have more time to do the
oh god story. You're gonna write it up to this. Well, you're gonna allude to the mirror, and then you're not gonna explain it.
Fine, explain it.
Okay, so back when I like one of the first apartments I ever moved into, there was a short time where I moved in with my aunt and my grandmother, and my aunt had like this dresser set, and I still have the dresser, and I think I got rid of the mirror at Goodwill. It's been such a long. I had it for so long though. Like I had it in storage, and I'm like, why the fuck do I still have this thing? Like after having it for like 10 years or something stupid. It was ridiculous. I had it for a long time. So back in like the 90s, my aunt bought this dresser mirror set, and it's the dresser is your standard size dresser, about a 6 foot wide dresser, right?
This is, by the way, way more backstory than I ever knew about this thing.
Oh yeah. Okay. So that's where it comes from. See, this is why I'm giving you a backstory. This isn't like a particularly bad thing. Like there's nothing bad that happens about this, but so when I first moved out in my own apartment, my aunt gave me like a bunch of free shit. And some of it was like, I had a free dresser. I have not bought, by the way, I am 40 years old. I have this dresser. The dresser I'm talking about right now, I still own it. It is sitting in the closet in my master bedroom right now, and it's still not broken, and it still is just fine. It's not all fucked up or anything. It's in perfect shape, and it's sitting in the closet. And the reason why I like it is because, first off, because it's free. Second off, because it sits low, and I can fit it into a closet and then fit my clothes into it, and I can still hang clothes above it without, like, any trouble.
Yeah, it's what's considered it's actually... Actually, what it is it's not technically a dresser.
What is it called? What is it?
It may actually fall into the category of it's either considered a low boy, or it can possibly be considered a vanity. Even though there
I can see it being a vanity because the mirror came with it.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a two pack. Now it was this giant mirror. There was a circular mirror that came with this piece that was like no shit. Like as almost as wide as this dresser. I wanted to say it was probably about 4.5-5 feet wide.
Yeah,
the mirror,
big mirror
diameter, giant, absolute, perfect circle mirror. Okay, and I didn't really have a place for this thing. I never in any. I think there was one apartment where I put it up on the wall, and then I just, for some reason, as I moved from place to place throughout my 20s, it never left my possession. But I never had a spot for it. So it always randomly traveled into different rooms that I lived in. Because there was like one situation where I moved into a house. I had two other roommates and we would switch rooms every once in a while. Not like this weird shit. But, you know, one person would move out, another would move in, one would move into that room and blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, as happens in multi-roommate situations. So, but anyways... This mirror moves from room to room, from house to house, and I own it for a stupid amount of time. And eventually, the mirror is there, but there's no place really that I could put it. And I shove it into it's a flat mirror, so it's like shoved behind a dresser at one point. It's shoved into a closet. It rests across the back of a wall at one point. I never hang it. It's just this dumbass mirror that just hangs out everywhere. Well, because of this, I became known to some of my friends as this guy with the weird giant circular mirror. And James, I'm going to let you take it from here, because that thing started to continue to haunt me.
This is all the backstory I ever knew.
You never knew it? Yeah. This mirror continued to haunt me for like years and years. And the only person like that said anything weird about the mirror that I remember was you. You were the one that kept bringing the fucking mirror up over and over.
Really?
Yes, you're the only one. Huh?
I don't remember talking about it.
You don't remember talking about it? You, I remember it was, well, it was something that just constantly, you were the one that talked about it. You would say one or two things about it in just, you know, you would work it into conversations every once in a while, but then it became just this, it eventually became the bane of my existence, because when we were hanging out, parties and shit, like, it would just come up because it's the weirdest, it is a weird thing to have in your house, in your room, this giant circular mirror with no purpose. It wouldn't hang in the hallway. It's meant to be a vanity mirror to sit above the dresser. I kept the dresser. See, the mirror came with the dresser. See, but I only remember
one incident.
You only remember one incident?
The one incident, the one major incident that the song comes from.
Oh, dude, no. This would happen all the time.
Oh,
this
God,
would happen all
the
time. You know what? It was you and Scott, my old roommate. Scott, who's been on the show, our announcer as well. He has been on the show with us as well. But he would constantly bring that mirror up. Scott, and honestly,
I'm sure
like
he would.
You know what? No, it was now that I think about it. Now that I remember, it was a constant source of discussion for a lot of my bandmates and some of my roommates, because it's a weird fucking mirror. I know it is.
Because the thing is, I'm sure it was them saying it. I don't remember saying much about it. I just remember the one incident, and the one incident was we were at that time when you had that place, and we were hanging out a bunch because of the band stuff. We were over there a lot. Me and the wife were over there a lot for we'd have dinner, we'd have kind of a party, and we'd play video games. And what we'd play is we'd play different rhythm games, specifically Rock Band. What's the other one? There's
Rock Band and Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero,
and then the karaoke, the karaoke one. You would come over with your PS2 and we'd hook up the TV, and we'd get drunk and we'd play Rock Band all the time.
We played Rock Band, we played Guitar Hero, and we played this other one, SingStar.
SingStar, that's singing, what it was.
Which
yes.
is just singing stuff. And what happened is we ended up doing a SingStar song, and we'd have fun with it. We'd purposely mismatch vocal styles to different songs, so we'd have a lot of dudes singing like female sung songs for the fun of it.
God, this was so
it was a lot of fun. My favorite was when I would do Britney Spears, Baby One More Time. I knew that song so well because, one, I liked the song, but two, I had younger sisters, so I listened to that crap all the time. I knew that song so well, word for word, note for note, that they have it on the screen. The words would be on the screen, and it would show you what notes you needed to hit, and I could just turn my back to the screen and sing that thing note for note perfect. And freak people out. I loved freaking people out singing it, because they'd be looking at me like, how the hell do you know this song? I'm like, I know it because I know it, bitch. It's fun to mess with you. But we got you to sing one of the songs one time.
Oh, yeah. I had enough drinks in me to not care.
You didn't. And the song was I Touch Myself by the Divinyls.
Yes.
And the moment of glory is Mike singing this song. And announcer Scott,
who probably was one of the ones who gave me shit about that mirror more than anything, than anyone else, I think, because he lived with me, so he would bring it up all the time, because it was a weird thing to just own and not have a purpose for.
And he brought it up by going and grabbing the mirror and holding the mirror up to Mike as Mike is singing the song. And he's singing, "When I think about you, I touch myself." And
it was the look on his face while he held it and danced with the mirror in front of him. Yes. It was the weirdest thing.
It was. And that's why that was the song that I could just imagine you coming onto the stage for something, and that song is the song that comes on, and you just be like, "Oh my God." And then the wife said, "You can only do that if Scott's going to be in the audience holding the mirror." I'm like, "Well, yes." That's how it has to be. And for Mike, just look, I'd be like, oh, damn it. And then, of course, I thought of the song that would irritate me the most. Not necessarily be embarrassing, but would piss me off. Can you make a, what would you say would be the song that would tick me off? That would be the good, and it would be a good natured tick me off. I wouldn't be like, I'd actually be mad at you.
I was going to say anything like, by Megadeth or Pantera, but no. A good natured song that would tick you off?
Well, no. No, a song that would, the song doesn't have to be good natured, but I would be good natured enough to be like, okay, you got me there. You got me with a song. I'd be pissed, but I wouldn't be mad at you necessarily. I'd be like, I would applaud. Okay. You got me with a perfect song. There is one perfect song and you almost hit on it. You were in the right area.
Really? Well, I'm drawing a blank now because we were talking about
It would be Pantera Walk.
Oh, was it? Oh, that's funny.
Oh, that would definitely be it. That'd be the worst song. If I came out to that, I'd just be like, just hear that. Dun, 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 dun. Just be like, oh,
it's a good intro song though.
Oh, it is, but that, and that's the worst part about it. It's a great intro song, but I'd just be like, you, and you'd just be standing there with a shit-eating grin on your face and be like, oh, you'd be like, yeah, walk out to that. It's like, I'm not gonna stand here. I'm not walking.
I'm sorry. It takes the cake when you're talking about like walking out at a wrestling match to the Divinyls. I Touch Myself.
That would be awesome. Goldust would have done it. Goldust would have done that.
Oh my God.
Goldust would have done that. I'll tell you later what I came up for as the embarrassing song for my wife. It could work as an embarrassing song or it could work as an empowering song. Depends on how she'd want to take it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to share that. I'm not going to share that one here on the podcast. I'll get in trouble for that one. She laughed and then she almost smacked me, but she laughed. So it was a good joke.
Good.
But anyway, yeah, those would be those just part of the conversation heading to the Croc store. So we went to the Croc store. Okay.
Yes, all of that sidebar. That sidebar was like 10 minutes.
That's okay. Sidebars are good.
Fantastic.
So we headed to the Croc store. And
yes.
We get to the Croc store and she finds she was already in love with the red ones, and we had already, you know, looked at getting her the horror movie gibbets ordered.
Mm-hmm.
But she was looking for something, looking to try to find. Now, how much, you know, I want you to think back to the memory of 20 some odd years ago when Sarah and I first got together and started dating, when you were our roommate. Okay. She was very much into late 90s, early 2000s fashion. Very much so.
Okay.
Specifically the shoe fashion of that time. And one of the big things during that time were the chunky platform shoes for women. Right. You know, the big, they got like inch, 2 inch kind of chunky.
Yeah. I mean, they weren't like, things. Are you talking like wedges? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Almost like the wedges.
Okay.
Almost like
okay.
The wedges. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a big, big deal back then.
Were they kind of like platforms or were they just straight wedges?
Nah, both kind of okay. Both. She had like a pair of platform boots and stuff. Like she was totally into that, especially because she's fairly short. So she likes anything that gives her right. Extra 2 inches of height. So, but she loves any shoes like that. She found a pair of silver glittery platform Crocs.
Are you fucking serious?
I am serious. On top of that.
What the hell do these look like? I ain't putting that in my Google search history, man. You're going to have to tag that to me.
I sent you a picture of them.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm going to take a look at these damn things. This sounds incredible.
Well, you can't. Okay, here's the thing. The picture I sent you is a picture top down, so you can't see the platform part of it.
Oh, okay.
But you can see the glitter, the silver glittery.
Okay. Let's see, can I go? Yeah, I can go back. Okay, there's the horror Crocs.
You need to go past the Daryl pick.
Okay, so you're the camo ones?
No, pass the. Keep going. The camo ones are mine. We'll get to those in a minute.
Oh no!
You'll see the. Okay. I sent you a picture of the red Crocs without right. the horror stuff on them.
Right.
The silver. Okay. The silver ones next to them.
Oh,
are the silver
glittery yeah. Ones. Okay. Those silver ones there.
They are silver glittery, and they are they are about an inch thick sole, inch and a half.
I can kind of see that from the picture a little bit. Okay.
Yes. Now you're looking at that picture.
Like, yeah.
You look at the picture, the rainbow, the big rainbow on the left or on the right shoe and the big heart on the left shoe.
Yeah.
Those are gibbets that light up when you walk. Yes, sir. They light up when you walk.
Bro, you turned Crocs into LA gears. Are you kidding me?
Isn't that amazing? That's what she picked out at the Croc store. And of course, I picked out a pair of orange camo ones and a bunch of food gibbets to make my food Crocs. I got some McDonald's chicken nuggets on there, burger fries and soda, what? Ice cream cone, chocolate chip cookie. Yeah.
Check out
the, Look at the orange camo ones.
Okay, those ones are yours. I was like,
yeah, okay. The orange camo ones are mine.
Oh, I see what's going on here.
I got to pick those up.
Okay, but okay. I see the chicken nuggets. That's actually kind of cool. The little Pepsi over there in the corner, the s'mores. Is it dinner and dessert, yeah. Kratz? Is it dinner and dessert? Is that where you're going with that?
I was going sweet and savory.
Okay.
See what I got going on there? Because there's some cheese.
Yeah.
There's the wiener. There's a pizza, pepperoni pizza. That's with the chicken nuggets and the hamburger and fries.
Dope.
And on the other one, you got the s'mores, the cookie, the ice cream cone. There's now a jelly donut on there. On the sweet side. So yeah, you got the savory and the sweet.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Yeah. So, but while we were there, I had also found out over the weekend that the sister who she had given shoes to, the sister that lives here in the house, my sister-in-law, it was her birthday throughout the week. We were celebrating it on Sunday, even though that was not her birthday. We just celebrated that day because everybody had the day off. She had been wearing one of the cheap Walmart pairs, one of my wife's cheap Walmart pairs of Crocs to go outside to check the mailbox. Because we have one of those, we're in one of those neighborhoods that's got the big steel mailbox. It's halfway down the street and it's got like, you know, 16 different boxes in it. And you have to have a key to open it up and whatnot. So it's not the individual mailboxes at your house. You have to walk over to where the mailbox is.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So she was walking over to get the mail and she would use the wife's cheap Walmart Crocs to go check the mail. And she loved those.
Okay.
So I'm like, why don't we get her a pair of real Crocs as her birthday present? And we did. And guess what? Sunday morning, we show her the Crocs that we got. She gets her present of her Crocs. Her and her boyfriend and my wife spend the next hour and a half online looking at and ordering more gibbets. I have converted the entire household into Crocs. Look at what I have created. And that, sir, that's how you make it so that nobody gives you shit about buying the things that you want to buy anymore. You convert everybody else around you to want to buy the exact same things. So you need to work on converting the wife into liking custom controllers, and then you can buy more. Life tip. So that was my Croc journey of the weekend.
Good Lord.
But I know it's amazing. And on top of that, I found for my wife a set of gibbets that she had to have. I found her Lisa Frank gibbets.
Oh my God.
Like Lisa Frank from back when we were.
I understand. Are you going to find peachy gibbets for you?
No. I didn't find, I find peachy gibbets for me. No, I did find some more.
Totally should. I'm sure somebody's made. Dude, if they're making Lisa Frank gibbets.
Well, they did make about a month ago, they did a custom Lisa Frank set of Crocs. The Crocs were custom, and then the Lisa Frank gibbets were put on them. But there was you had to enter basically a lottery to be able to purchase them. I entered the lottery. I did not get the opportunity to purchase them. But I was able to pick up the gibbets, and I bought her, I ordered her a different set of Crocs for her to put the gibbets on that are Lisa Frank-esque that she can put the gibbets on. Those are on order on the way here. In the process of that, I found another set of gibbets, a three-pack of Godzilla gibbets. Now, I've talked here on the podcast before how much of a fan my son is of Godzilla.
Right.
So I ordered him a set of Godzilla gibbets. I ordered me a set. I ordered another set of gibbets that were representative of things that my daughter likes, and another set that are representative of things my other son likes, and got myself another pair of Crocs that are going to be my devotion to my kids' Crocs. Now, there's some people that are like, really, you'd get something that has your kids' stuff on it? Hell yes, because I love my kids. Also, I get another pair of Crocs. I'm feeding my addiction into my obsession. So there.
Okay.
But anyway, that's the Croc journey. It's a beautiful thing. But that moves us on to the other thing that happened for me this weekend.
Uh-huh.
The other big issue. And this actually will be affecting the podcast. And since we're nearing the end of this, I'm going to, it's going to come from finally the time for the kind of announcement that we're going to have. For the people listening, we will be taking a short vacation. The podcast will be. We're going to be taking about a 2 to 3 week vacation, depending on how fast James learns things. Because I can announce now that I got a new job.
Yes.
I finally got a job in medical billing, which is what I went to school for.
Yep.
I start on Monday.
Did you actually divulge what you said you went to school for at one point, or?
I'm not sure if we've kept.
Yeah, I'm not entirely up to date at the moment.
I believe we've talked about the fact that I went to school for medical billing and coding. I believe that's been discussed. But if not, guess what? I went to school for medical billing and coding, so now we've discussed it.
It's well done.
But no, I think we talked about that a few times, even while I was in school doing it. I think it was discussed that what I was going to school. Like anything, I'm not going to discuss what company I work for and, you know, details beyond that, other than the fact that I did finally get a job in the field that I studied for, got a degree in, got a certification in. I did get a job in that field. I start next week, and the first few weeks are going to be training in their systems and their ways of doing things. And so it's going to be pretty intensive for me doing the training. I know that, Mike, you also have, with your new changes in things, with Mike becoming the trying to work through his music production startup, right? Is that a good way to say it? Is that an appropriate way to say it?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, that's probably a good way of putting it.
As he is starting to build that and already getting people interested in his knowledge.
Yes.
And trying to get work for him, which is fantastic. Not unexpected in my mind, because I've listened to 3 albums of his work, and I know he knows what he's doing. But now he has the opportunity to show other people the knowledge that he has and the ability, which I think is great.
Thank you so much.
You'd be the only person I'd go to if I was going to do it.
I appreciate that very much.
But because of that, we are going to take a little bit of a break that Mike can focus a little bit of time, and I can focus these few weeks of training and learning until I can start doing the work normally, and then we will be coming back. We're not leaving for good. We're just taking a little vacation like we've taken before when we've had different things in our lives that need to happen. But it's kind of an exciting thing to be able to share that finally, it's been, you know, there's been discussion. It's been in the works for almost a month now, but I can finally share that it's happening. I have a new job. I'm moving into the career path that I had gone to school for and wanted to have, which I think is going to be so much better for myself and my family. And I think it'll even be better for this in that I will have more time to, even though I'll be working a little bit more, I think I'll actually have more time to dedicate to coming up with better things to talk to you all about instead of what just happened in my week, which has been some of the more recent stuff. My apologies, but it's also kind of funny. So I think that's it. Is there anything else that I said I was going to talk about today?
Not that I remember.
No, because I didn't even tell you yet again. Just that I had some topics. I will, by the way, I will at some point, because you did see the horror gibbets when they came in. The horror gibbets finally came in.
Yes. Yes, I did see those. Like I told you before, I did approve of them. I wouldn't wear them, but I do approve of them. I think they're pretty cool.
Why not? They're red and they have horror stuff on them. I mean, they do have, just so we're clear here, as I told you in the messages, they have TMNT gibbets.
I know. I still won't wear Crocs, man.
They have Super Mario gibbets.
Again, that's not something that will bring me to Crocs.
They have Legend of Zelda gibbets.
I know they do.
They have guitar gibbets. I have a guitar gibbet on my shoes right now, the ones I'm wearing.
Oh my God.
It's an acoustic
guitar. You're not converting me to gibbets, James.
One day I will. One day I will convert you. One day you will wear a pair of Crocs.
I swear, if I am caught wearing Crocs, I will have lost a bet.
Okay, I need to come up with a good bet. Here's the thing. Here's the thing about this. It'll happen one day, and the worst part about it for you will be they'll be comfortable, and you'll love them, and you'll hate me for it. You'll be like, why? I could have gone my entire life without knowing how comfortable these are, and I could have hated them my entire life, but James had to ruin it for me. I will be the one to ruin it for you. Maybe, may not, it's definitely not going to be today, It may not be tomorrow, but one day, one day.
Oh my God.
I will get a pair of Crocs on those feet. One day.
I have no response.
Seriously, I will set it up to where we, again, we're on a panel at a con, and I will say, oh yeah, by the way, here's the dress code for the panel. No. Yes. Here's the dress code. No, James. Yes. Here's the dress code. I am not doing this, but dude, there's Zinio Chronicles. There's specialty Zinio Chronicles Crocs. I hate you, James. I know you do, but you're contractually obliged to wear those.
I don't think that's going to happen, man.
It may be one of the few times I take advantage of your good nature. At this point, Mike is thinking, anytime James has me sign any paperwork, I am going to read.
I swear to God, I'm reading every. I'm reading every stupid letter of whatever you have me sign forever. Fucking I don't care what brown. It is.
Brown
I don't
M&Ms.
Care.
Fuck that.
Oh my God. I swear.
I'll do it.
Hey, give me a week to go ahead and read this over. It's one sheet of paper. I don't care. High alert. High alert, my friend.
Still going to happen. I'm going to trick you into it one day. Mike's just like, fine. Next time, if I ever have to order you food, avocado is going in everything. What's this green stuff in my cereal?
Don't worry about it.
Marshmallow. It's just a marshmallow, James. I've never seen green marshmallows like this. Special marshmallow. Lime flavored.
Special, yes.
What's this green stuff in my salad? You need to be more specific, James. There's a lot of green stuff in your salad. Not this one.
It looks like plant spackle.
Why is there baby poop in my stuff? Just eat it, James. It'll happen. I will not have the same reaction that you will have that I believe you will have to Crocs. Oh. It'll be more of a reaction of throwing up everywhere. Although maybe
although,
I don't know. You might throw
know.
Up everywhere.
If I wake if you up Crocs in your life, if I wake up and you have snuck into my house and put Crocs on my feet, I'm going to find you. I'm going to throw up on you.
That's an interesting defense mechanism. I guess it might work. Anyway, Mike.
Yes.
Where can people be listening to me try to convert you into a Croc wearer? Wearer? That's weird. Where?
Well,
where can people hear that?
Well, you could be listening to us on our website, thezeniochronicles.com or zencron.com. If you don't want to type that much, you could also check us out at most major podcast platforms. Just search for us and you can find us there, probably. And also, you should search for us on YouTube as well. We are on YouTube. All of our podcasts do come out in video format on YouTube. I mean, in that video, they're like, you know, they're a cool little wavy thing. And you see like the studio and stuff in a still picture, but it's, I mean, you know, at least it's in audio format on YouTube with a still image. So, go ahead and check us out there. And while you are there, if you're listening to us, make sure that you hit the like button underneath our video so that it tells the algorithm that you like us. I mean, if you listen to us this far, I mean, it's possible you might. I don't know. Maybe you just turn around and make a decision doing a complete 180. You hate us. Either way, hit one of those buttons down there, whichever one, and it'll tell people that you know, it feeds the algorithm either way. Like us, dislike us, it's going to happen. But help us out. Either way, it'll help. Anyways, also, next to that, there is one. Oh, wait, no, hold on. Oh, boy, I completely missed the...
I got derailed, man.
Next to the like
button, all you're thinking about now is, I need to put more protection in my house and in the alarm system. I need more.
You can't put James a rant on me like that in. After I'm on high alert. Now I'm thinking about the security system I have to put in my house just to make sure, you know. That's why I have four dogs. They'll know. They'll alert me. Next to that,
button. You know what? You know what, though? I'll get Crocs for your dogs, too.
You know, a few things constitute murder, James.
So what's next to the like button?
Next to the like button, please make sure that you hit the subscribe button. And next to the subscribe button, there is one more thing to do. James, what is that?
Buy the Crocs.
I knew you were going to do that.
Or you can just click the bell.
Yes, please click the bell to make sure that you get notified the next video or podcast that we put out. And I think that's it for me. How about you, sir?
Of course, while you're there, please check out Mike's other two pages, Chronosode Games. This is where Mike and his wife are playing video games in chronological order of the story of the game, not necessarily in the order that the games were released.
Yeah, we have we have been under on that for a while, actually, and we are currently working out a formula to get ourselves kicked back into that.
That's not a bad idea. And if you ever need a guide through the Lego games, that's one of my specialties. And and by the way, I'm just thinking, you have a page dedicated to gaming. That's even more reason to have specialty controllers. I'm just saying,
dude. Right? That's what I'm saying. I'm just trying to make sure the job is done more efficiently. That's all.
I'm totally there with you on it. But you can't tell her I said that though.
No, don't worry. She scares me sometimes. She'll find out on Monday.
I know. She actually listens to this? Oh, crap. I'm in trouble. Anyway, also check out Mike's other page, Ruling Note Music.
Yes.
This is where Mike is doing all things musical, and I believe his music business, I don't know how the right words to use and not shortchange you. What he's doing with his music, business right now will also be dealt with on Ruling Note Music. The stuff you see him do on there, that's the stuff that he can do for other people.
Yes.
That's the stuff you can pay him to do. And he is worth the money to pay him to do it.
Sir, you're too kind. I appreciate that very much.
Final note. Since it was a Thursday today, mm-hmm. I did go back to the coffee shop today.
Oh, hey. How was it?
I went back to the Bottoms Up coffee shop today, got the same thing I got last time, still good coffee.
Fantastic. Consistency, my friend.
I would consider going back there for the consistency of the coffee. Had an argument about the with somebody else about, oh, they're wearing lingerie, that's so salacious. I'm like, it's the same thing they'd be wearing if they were out at the beach in a bikini, out at the river in a bikini. Yeah, but it's lingerie, covers the same parts. Why are you people having a problem with it? But still, good coffee. Sadly, I'm not going to get a chance to go there because it's not going to be on my new route to work, because I'll be going to a whole different city to go to work.
Oh yeah,
so whatever.
I just have to make a detour to go get a good cup of coffee, man. That's all.
It's way out of the way. It's like 15 minutes the other direction, and then 15 minutes back. That's a 30-minute detour for coffee. There's no excuse for that. The coffee's
good.
It's
okay. Make a trip out there on the weekend. It's going to be fine.
But anyway, thank you all for listening, and we'll be back again when we're back again.
Y'all have a good one.
Thank you for tuning in, friends. The journey continues next week.